Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. Today we'll start by talking about GNOME. And there it is, GNOME 47 can now be built without X11 support. This means that any distribution that wants to ditch the old display server can now provide GNOME as a Wayland-only option without having to bundle any of X11's dependencies at all. This closes a two-year-old issue to make GNOME more X11 independent, because obviously GNOME wants to focus on supporting Wayland, and so if it doesn't have to bring in any of X11's dependencies, it can be completely agnostic. Now, this doesn't mean GNOME will no longer support X11. Any distribution that wants to build it with X11 support can still do so. If you want to build it with just Wayland support, you can. And if you want to build it with both, you also can. This doesn't change that at all. Some distributions already announced that they wanted to phase out X11 in the future, though. Fedora, for example, already stopped providing the X11 session by default for Plasma. You can still reinstall it if you want. It is also planned to, well, at least there's a proposal for, in Fedora 41, do the same thing with GNOME, not providing the X11 session by default. And this will happen sooner or later, even if it's not for Fedora 41, because Red Hat Enterprise Linux 10 announced that they would drop the X11 session, so Fedora will probably drop it before Red Hat Enterprise Linux does. I am sure most distributions that rely on GNOME will still offer the option to run an X11 session and will compile their GNOME packages with X11. But at least GNOME is now display server agnostic and can work with any of them without requiring the other, which is always a good thing. Of course, in the future, it is inevitable that GNOME will completely drop X11 support. This will happen, whether it's in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, who knows, but it will happen. For GNOME 47, that's not the case. It will still be able to run an X11 session. And as far as I understand, even if you compile GNOME without X11 support, you will still be able to run X-Wayland apps. So X11 apps under Wayland, because that's not the same kind of support. One is just supporting running GNOME as an X11 session. The other one is running X11 apps inside of GNOME, for which you don't need GNOME itself to support X11, as far as I understand it. And good news for those Wayland users out there, because the latest NVIDIA drivers are here. It's version 555 point something, and it now supports explicit sync. Those drivers are out of beta, meaning that if you have a PPA for those drivers, or you use a distro that updates those very often, you will now get them, and you will get explicit sync support. So if you're a Linux user who has an NVIDIA GPU, you can give another go at Wayland. The feature is now supported in GNOME 46.1, it is supported in Plasma 6.1, so if you use any of these desktops and you have an NVIDIA GPU, give your Wayland session another go. You shouldn't see any latency issues anymore, any graphical glitches, any crashes, any frame pacing problems when using Wayland with NVIDIA GPUs. These were apparently very widespread problems, and they should be gone now. Other changes include a fix to make video capture more stable when using the NVIDIA GPU, better support for prime render offloading, so for hybrid graphics use, and fixes for various crashes and kernel panics. Color accuracy should also be improved. Vulkan support has been enhanced as well, notably with support for the immediate presentation mode, which apparently lets you basically disable VSync on Wayland and thus get better latency at the expense of screen tearing. Well, lower latency, not better. Lower latency at the expense of screen tearing. Wayland has been criticized often for forcing VSync. This is apparently not the case anymore everywhere, but at least with NVIDIA drivers, you know you have a way to disable that. So it's great news for NVIDIA users if you have access to these drivers and you're running GNOME 46.1 or Plasma 6.1, you probably should perform that update and test the Wayland session again. It looks like it might be a game changer. I personally never really experienced those issues with NVIDIA on Wayland, but I will definitely give it another go by not running my laptop in hybrid graphics mode, running it using just a dedicated GPU, and see maybe, I don't know, gaming performance is improved or frame pacing is better. We'll see how it goes. And finally, there's even more work on hybrid Intel CPUs, this time to grant up to 50% better performance in some cases. Apparently, some Intel CPUs shipped with relatively buggy firmware, meaning that the recent new P-State driver sometimes incurs a 50% performance hit if the system doesn't report certain ACPI V2 capabilities. This seems to affect most current kernels all the way back to 5.19, so any kernel from 2022 to today could be affected if you have this buggy firmware. The patch will basically just use another property and another avenue to get the info on what your CPU is capable of, instead of relying on the potentially buggy firmware and the property that might not be reported correctly. So the driver will now know to enable Intel's Turbo Boost when it previously would have thought it was not available. This, in turn, gives back this 50% performance that was previously lost, and it should help a lot of Intel's 11th, 12th, and 13th gen users. This will be available in the kernel 6.10, and backports will be pushed all the way to all currently supported kernel versions as well, including 5.19. So it's really good news. I am not sure if my laptop is affected by this. I have a 13th gen Intel CPU, which is one of these hybrid CPUs. I have a recent kernel with the P-State driver, so not sure. Maybe it is affected. I never noticed performance that would be underwhelming compared to what I would expect from my CPU, but I will keep an eye out. I'll run a benchmark or two once the fix has been pushed to my system, just to see if it improved anything. Okay, so this will conclude today's episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. As always, thank you all for supporting what I do. Thank you all for putting up with my runny nose throughout all the week. And I guess you will hear me in the next one on Monday, or maybe in the weekly recap tomorrow if you listen to this kind of stuff, which you probably don't because you already had all the daily news. So thanks for listening, and I guess you will hear me in the next one. Bye!